What happens when the heavens part and lightning strikes?
As parents, we want to know how to take our family to the next level.
Where our children choose into excellence.
Where poor behaviors melt away naturally.
And where our connection to each other is rich and beautiful.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and our purpose is to help you achieve just that.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families.
A couple of summers ago, we were in Boston. We were out with our family having a great family trip, and we had rented a car, and we were seeing the sights. And it was towards the end of the day, and we were up on Breed's Hill looking at the monument. And the monument was closed because of bad weather, so we couldn't actually go in the monument. But we were still there and enjoying it and having just a great time together. And it started to rain, and so we went into a museum that was right there close by. And while we're in the museum, all of a sudden, there's this crack of lightning that is just like right on top of us.
Huge storm, thunder.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
And we're going, wow, that was close. That was like right on top of us. Super crazy. So we think nothing of it. You know, it's a lightning strike and it's time to get back to the airport. And so we walk out to the rental car, the minivan that we had rented. And lo and behold, we found where that lightning had struck.
Yeah.
It had hit this tree that was literally right next to where we had parked. And it hit that tree and the tree fell over. And what was crazy about it is that the tree fell exactly perpendicular to the minivan. So the minivan's right there up against the curb. The tree's planted there in a little patch of dirt between the van and the sidewalk. And it had pulled up all of the concrete around it, big slab of concrete.
All the roots are just exposed.
Yeah, and it's just this crazy, crazy event that where this tree had fallen and uprooted everything and pulled up all the sidewalk, and there's like one little speck of mud on the minivan. And we're just flabbergasted. We're just going, what has just happened? And this is crazy.
As we're standing there, well, other passersby come by and everybody is like, what? This is insane. Because it was really, I've never seen a tree just unearthed like that and totally still intact. But the extraordinary miracle that was that it didn't even touch our car.
It was a big tree, and it fell on top of this iron cast fence, you know, and demolished the fence. But everything was within millimeters of the van.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't imagine how that tree had, there was no other way that tree could have fallen without damaging the minivan.
Right, right.
It was crazy. And so why do we bring up this story? We bring up this story because every day on that trip, we started the day with a family prayer, and we ended every day with a family prayer. And one of the things that we would ask for while we were on that trip is just God's protection over us while we were out and about gallivanting, having fun. And when we looked at that tree, we knew that God had answered our prayers, that He had watched over us. And yeah, we would have been okay if the tree had fallen on the van and smashed it to smithereens, right? I mean, it wouldn't have been life-ending or threatening or anything terrible. It just would have put a damper on all those things. But seeing it there, the way that it had fallen, it was obvious to us that God cared about us and that He knew us and was watching over us.
And that's what we want to share about today, is that God cares about our families. And He wants us to ask Him for help. And when we do, we can receive that help. A few weeks ago, I had an experience with one of our children. Our daughter is out across the country going to college.
Far, far away.
And so, yeah, she's really far away. And she's only been there since January, so about 6 months. And so I'm constantly praying for her. We pray for all of our children, usually something specific about each of them. But this particular time, I had really been praying for a daughter because she'd recently been engaged. and so excited for her and this new development in her life. But also, it's a super pivotal time in her life. She's engaged. She's never been engaged before. And she is preparing to start her life, to be married so that they can begin their life together. And with that comes a lot of things, a lot of stress, a lot of uncertainty, and just things. And so I am constantly praying for her and to know when she needs my help and to know when I need to not give my help so that she can learn and grow on her own. And so I have been praying about her. And then I woke up one morning and just felt a really strong prompting that I was supposed to call her and that I was concerned. And so I remember walking out to check on the garden and I texted her and just said, I'd love to talk with you this morning when you have a minute. And she called me shortly after that. And as soon as she answered the phone, I was like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, doing good. And then I was like, oh, that's good. I'm glad you're doing good. And she kind of told me about how she's doing. And then I said, I just really felt like I should call you this morning. And I'm not really sure why, but I kind of felt some concerns. And then I just shared with her what I was feeling. And she's like, oh, wow, Mom, I'm really glad you called. I really needed to hear that. I have to go, but thank you. And no, hung up the phone and didn't think that much of it until later that afternoon, she called me back and she said, I don't know what it was, but I really needed to hear your thoughts this morning. And what you said really was impetus for my fiance and I having a good conversation. And I think that is just one of those times that literally the heavens were parted and my mother prayers were answered. Not a huge life shattering. There was no lightning that preserved our car. But I know that God heard my prayers and that He was watching over me and watching over our daughter and knew to give me that prompting to help her in the time that she needed it. And I don't even know, you know, exactly what it was. I didn't need to know, but I'm so grateful for those times when I'm able to be humble enough to ask for help. I want to figure it out myself. I mean, really, I don't want to ask for help. I don't. I want to know all the answers. I want to have all the solutions and be able to have my kids ask me for help. I don't want to ask for help, but we need it. We need it. And God is just waiting there to help us if we'll ask Him.
That reminds me of another story when lightning struck in Home Depot. Well, we've actually told this story before, but this is from a different angle now. So I'm not a big gift giver. I'm not a big gift giver. And usually when I make a purchase or a bigger kind of, especially any kind of a bigger purchase, then, you know, it's always researched and thought out and planned and check in with Amy and that kind of stuff. And while I'm in Home Depot, and I see this deal for a set of power tools that's a really good deal. I had just purchased some power tools for myself, cordless power tools for myself. And so this was a way better deal than what I had just purchased. And it had this big kit. It had a lot of stuff in it. And it was a really good deal. And I just had the thought that came into my mind that I should buy that set for my son, who was 18 at the time. And, you know, first I'm all, nah, that's silly, that's stupid, you know, he doesn't need tools. What does he need tools for? But the thought didn't leave. And so I called Amy and I said, hey, I'm looking at this tool set. It's a crazy good deal. And I don't know why, but I just have this thought that we should get it for Ben. And I told her how much money it was. And she said, wow, that's kind of a lot of money. And it was. And we decided to do it. And bought it and just brought it home and gave it to him. And it wasn't his birthday. It wasn't Christmas. It was totally out of the blue.
And this was not a cheap set. It was like $300, it was, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And the result of that, though, was this amazing confirmation to him that we loved him, that we saw him that I saw him, especially his father, that I saw him as a man, that I saw him as worthy. And it was a huge answer to the constant prayers that we have as parents for our children, thinking about him and thinking about what's the best thing for him and how can we help him in this journey of moving into adult life as he transitions from being a child.
I think about that story. One of the things that's cool about it that I think happens often is that you weren't praying, what can I buy at Home Depot for my son? What specifically do I need to do for him today? It wasn't even that specific. I think a lot of the times we're generically praying for our children or even specifically asking for guidance with a specific child, but not even knowing where the answer is. If we knew where the answer was, then we would be going to Home Depot and buying it. But it hadn't crossed our mind just on our own, that's something that would make a difference in his life. And that is the cool thing about how God answers our prayers. He helps us in ways that we can't help ourselves, in thinking of things and feeling things that are out of our natural experience or what we would ever do on our own.
Yeah, after the fact, it was a super powerful thing that happened in his life. And we can see, you know, from that point going forward, the confidence that he has, the drive that he's developed.
Then he got a job where he brings those tools to work every day. And yep. He's saved money to buy his own more tools. And
yeah, it's just been really cool.
It's been cool. And so many repercussions, positive repercussions that we could not have even imagined. So
best $300 ever.
Totally. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So our action steps for you are to ask God for help, for inspiration, for understanding, for a more loving heart, for whatever you need for your children right now. We can't do this job alone. It's hard. It's really hard. And our kids have problems that are hard and they're facing things that we've probably never faced before. And we need divine guidance. And so the first thing is to ask for that help. And if you don't know what it is you even need, ask for help with that child.
The second thing is then to just be still and be aware and listen for the promptings that come, for those little whisperings that come. And sometimes it's hard to know if that's our own thought or if it's a divine inspired thought that is coming. Usually for me though, if I start talking back to it, it's an indication that it wasn't my own thought to begin with, and that's probably a divine thought. And so just check in if that's the right thing and then move forward.
Yeah. We applaud you, who you are, and the sacrifices that you are making for your family. What you're doing is the greatest work that you could ever do.
Remember to go to revolutionaryfamilies.com, download the number one parenting secret, and connect with your child in a deep, real way that will transform that relationship in a massive, big way.
And don't forget to trust that God trusts you.